Boy, they get dirty, don't they?
Oh, you bet.
What did she stir these things with when she was cooking?
Spoon.
And after the meal, what did she do?
Well, she just cleaned up the table and raked all the scraps into this slop bucket. And then she had a boiling stove hot over there with boiling water on it, the dish pan,
mm-hmm.
and washed the dishes, mm-hmm. scalded them, and mm-hmm. dried them.
On wash days, after she got the clothes all washed?
Well, we had tubs and rub boards, that's all we had to wash on.
How'd she get the soap out of them?
Rinsed them. I had big iron pots farred outside that to boil the clothes in those pots. And rubbed them on a rub board, mm-hmm. and then run them through a bluing and rinsed them in water, and then put bluing in the next tub and run them through that. And it's quite mm-hmm. a chore job, I'll tell you.
Yeah, I know that from doing my own.
Yeah.
When she washed the dishes, did she use anything in the dishwater to wipe the plates? Or?
Just a dish rag, you know.
And when she got all done, did she dry them?
Yes, she scalded the dishes and dried them.
Mm-hmm. What'd she dry them?
Dry towel, tea towel they called it, or dish towel.
Mm-hmm. And when you took a bath, what did you use to dry?
Well, we just had plain towels.
You mentioned bringing water into the house. What do you call those things over your wash basin, the things you turn on?
Oh, we didn't have any things you turn on over the wash basin.
No.
No?
Uh-huh.
Well, spigots, I reckon. I don't know.
Do you have those out in the yard, too, so you can water flowers and things?
Yes. Yes, we have spigots in the yard.
Did you have anything to catch soft water in so you could wash your head or so your...
Oh, she used a tub on the drip when it rained, yes.
Uh-huh. How'd you get your vinegar?
We bought the vinegar. It came in glass jug.
Uh-huh. How was this jug plugged?
It had a cork in it.
You mentioned a cork. Now, was this always cork?
As far as I remember, yes. Later years, it had a cap sealed on it.
Mm-hmm. Did your mother have a little cut glass thing for vinegar that she could put on the
table?
Yes,
yes.
Did that have a cork in it?
It had a glass cork.
Uh-huh.
It had a glass stopper in the top of it.
When you went to the store, let's say you got just a few little things. Well, let's say as a boy you got some candy. What did the store man put that in?
Paper sack.
And how did your sugar come?
Well, it came in 100-pound bags. We bought sugar in 100-pound sack there, and it was that. Sack that was around the sugar, and then there was a burlap bag around it, that was double sacked. And the white sack, I think, is what we made the cup towels out of, they were called.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that's right.
You mentioned a burlap bag. Did you call this anything else when
toe
you
sack.
Took it off and threw it down
the
by
toe
the toe
sack, yeah.
Oh, we got one that's interested here.
Yeah.
How did your horseshoes come?
Come in kegs. Wooden kegs.
If you put... Fill the wagon up, what did you call that? If you're going to take something to town, let's say grain or something.
Was a wagon load there, was it?
Wagon load. Was that ever called a turn?
No.
What if you had only part of a load?
Jag.